840 CFCW, kind of excited because we're running into some really awesome weather, and Gardening with Sharon, this is the perfect month for planting, isn't it?
Oh, yes. June is my time. In May, what I do is I pick the perennials or the plants that I can't live without. We talked about that in May, and they go in and out, and they went in for the last few nights because it's been really cold. And in May, I do a little bit of vegetable gardening with my dad, Charlie. But once June hits, it's like the gates open. Keep watching those overnight lows, though. The gates open, and we can get the tender vegetables in. My grandfather, John, he would wait until June 9th to plant his tender vegetables. Vegetables that do not like to grow in the cold are beans and cucumbers, pumpkin, squash, that kind of thing, zucchini. Swiss chard likes it warm, and tomatoes like it warm. And then, in the cool of May, that's when we planted things like peas, carrots, radishes, beets, the brassicas, like the coal crops, the cauliflowers, the cabbage, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And corn likes it hot, but corn is a really long crop, so that's why they get planted in May. Anyways, I have a chart on my website. I've got some really fun blogs under growing food. But I wanted to ask you a quick question.
Okay.
What is the difference between a fruit and a vegetable?
I don't know. I really love fruit, but I don't like vegetables.
So this is a debate that's been raging for years. We're told to eat our veggies, and in the photos we see like tomatoes, pumpkins, peas, carrots, and that kind of thing. Some of those are actually fruits. With vegetables, we eat parts of a plant, like the roots or the tubers or the stalks or the leaves, right? So those would be things like lettuce, carrots, parsnips, cauliflower, those kind of things. But fruit develop from a flower, and they contain structures for reproduction, namely seeds. So that means things like tomatoes, peas, pumpkins, squash, beans, and corn are all really fruits. But they're thought that to be vegetables because they're not sweet.
There you go.
Gardening nerding trivia.
And Gardening with Sharon is brought to you by Teal's Greenhouse, not only in Bruderheim.
Also in Fort Saskatchewan.
And you can find Gardening Sharon where?
Everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, and my website are all under Gardening with Sharon. So come and join the fray.